Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. Hour number three of a three-hour show. So far, are you able to watch the game, George, from your fancy digs in suburban Southern California? I like your Ali. You got the Ali Liston photo behind you and your NFL helmets. I like.
Yes, I am. I have the double television set up right here.
Okay.
In case I was interested in doing that hockey, but I'm kind
of, you know, you got
this.
Boys in the hood on one of them. Stop it.
Hey, dude, I am screaming at the television. I can't understand why the Lakers, for basically all series, have been double-teaming Jokic in the post to only give KCP and Michael Porter Jr. and everybody wide-open three-pointers. I'm like...
Well, it's interesting you say that, because one thing I wondered after game one, I don't know if it was game one or two, probably game one, was if the Lakers would at some point, you know, maybe come to the decision of, look, let's single cover Jokic.
Thank you.
He's going to give us 30, whether we double or single him. So let's single him. And if AD, you're the best defender in the league by our estimation, if you can hold him to 30-ish, somewhere between 28 and 35, then we can lock down the other guys.
Yes. Then keep everybody else cold.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
let Jokic just shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot. Because we actually saw that with Jamal Murray. When Jamal Murray was going, everybody else was cold, including Jokic.
Although they were leading.
Yes.
58-55. So.
But either way, y'all trailing.
See, I got to check. I got to check George Reister every now and again.
Hold on.
He like to throw
but
that
there's
out
a
like,
difference
you know,
in yo- yeah,
out
but
of
there's
context.
A difference between Jokic doing that and Jamal Murray doing that. Because, and then in the second half,
the Lakers turned around and stopped
going to the rim.
Here's what will support your argument. Jokic is two highest scoring games
of the playoffs,
43-53, they lost. So I look, it's over no matter what. But LeBron is coming out.
wash your mouth out with soap. How dare you?
Except
it is not
bro,
over. It is not over.
I will
over.
Say this. LeBron is having himself a game. 15 points in the first quarter. So he's coming out trying to look like old vintage LeBron. And we'll
we said
see.
He couldn't, you said that, he couldn't do it anymore. You
no,
said he couldn't
I
do
mean,
it anymore. You said he was washed.
A long game. No, I didn't say he was washed. He's still a great player. He's just not vintage LeBron. That's all the brother's saying. But let's go back east and quickly, let's wrap up. Let's put a bow around this Jimmy Butler discussion. I think you're sorely underestimating him. To compare him, with all due respect, to Julian Edelman.
No, I'm talking
blasphemy.
About the conversation.
Here's the Julian Edelman comp. Either, and I was going to say maybe Andre Iguodala, but Iguodala was actually like a number one guy for a while in Philadelphia. So I won't compare him to Iguodala. I compare him to Robert Horry, who, you know, was great. Hit
you
big shots in the playoffs.
You compare Julian Edelman to Robert Horry?
I'm just saying that's a much more... That's a much better.
No, I'm talking about the
conversation. Jimmy Butler goes. Jimmy
Butler. I'm talking about the conversation, Chris.
Jimmy Butler was second team All NBA. Julian Edelman never even made a Pro Bowl, let alone an All Pro.
Oh, I'm talking about the conversation surrounding Julian Edelman.
That conversation
and the
was
Hall of Fame.
It
has always
lovers.
Been the same
There's
thing.
There's nobody. No way. He's a Hall of Famer.
No, I have said,
and that's
there is no
way. That's what I say about Robert Horry, because some people say that Robert Horry should be in there, and I'm saying no.
Why would Robert Horry be in the Hall of Fame?
Because he's got seven championships and hit a bunch of, you know, huge shots
no,
in the playoffs.
He did those things. Okay.
I mean, that's why.
When you bring
Similar
that aspect
to Julian
into
Edelman.
It. Hey, now when you bring that aspect into it, now you can say, okay, maybe Robert Horry and Julian Edelman are kind of in that
why
same
are you trying to,
conversation.
Why are you having so much trouble just saying, yeah, Chris, you know what, you're right.
Yeah, but
you
the problem
maybe
is, though,
you can,
Chris,
when you
Chris
bring
the problem
that
is,
angle,
is that Robert
maybe,
Horry,
you know, when you add
Robert
Horry
does not have the
be,
same
no,
type of
Chris,
postseason.
Right.
Robert Horry hit a bunch of big shots. However, Julian Edelman is one of the all-time NFL leaders in postseason stats. And that's thing that has led to that conversation.
Do you think
and
Julian
Jimmy
Edelman
Butler,
is no – Jimmy Butler,
Jimmy
it's
Butler.
Not like Jimmy Butler is garb – not garb, I don't want to
no.
say act like Edelman. It's not like Jimmy Butler is just average or slightly above average in the regular season. Now, he goes from being an all-star – in the regular season,
so would
to
Jimmy
being a
Butler
top five be, or ten player
hold,
in the
hold on,
playoffs.
Hold on. So because if we're going to have this conversation, right, the other person that you have to talk about who's got a bunch of all-star game appearances and all of that is like Kyle Lowry. If Jimmy Butler were in the Western Conference, how many all-star appearances would he have?
I can't worry about that.
No,
I got to deal with what he is in. He's in the East, and he's made six All-Star games, and he's made
Devin
five
Booker,
All-NBA
If Devin
players.
Booker were in the Eastern All-NBA Conference, guys. If Devin Booker were in the Eastern Conference, he would have for sure been voted
well,
into an All-Star
Booker,
game already.
Devin Booker is building a Hall of Fame career. I mean, he's young. He's got a long way to go. But
he's never been
Devin
voted
Booker
into an All-Star game is the point. He's never been voted
not
into
voted
an All-Star
in,
game.
Voted in, but he's made them.
He made two as an alternate. Like the coaches didn't even put him in.
He made the All-Star game. Devin Booker is going to be an All-Star. Whether you get voted in by the fans, that's just about popularity. I mean, we've had dudes who were injured all season get voted in by the fans.
Yeah, but he was an injury replacement as well.
Devin Booker is All I know is Devin Booker is a three-time All-Star.
Two of them injury replacements.
Devin Booker is building a Hall of Fame resume as we speak. Now, something could go wrong. He could fall off, I guess. But assuming he follows the general trajectory of where his career is headed, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but this conversation, Chris, is so frustrating for me.
Why?
Because I'm going to take Rob Parker, Julian
Edelman to Jimmy Butler.
No, Rob Parker would 100% agree with this, because as a person who follows baseball very closely, football as well, those Hall of Fames are significantly more difficult to get in.
Well, baseball is getting pretty lax lately.
Well, the only reason why baseball is lax because they haven't put the people who are supposed to be in, and they just voted other people in, which is a whole nother conversation.
What was the guy, Scott? What was the guy that made it last year?
Oh gosh, I forgot. But
Scott Rowland.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me how difficult it is. Yeah, you can save all that. All right.
Now, Chris, can you be honest here? Is the Basketball Hall of Fame the easiest one to get in out of the Baseball Hall of Fame and the Football Hall of Fame?
A case can be made for that.
A case. It's the truth.
But the bottom line is, it's a Hall of Fame. And Jimmy Butler looks like he's going to be headed there. The boy is balling. He's doing it at the right time. He's doing it when all eyes are on him. He's about to lead a team full of, undrafted players to the finals for the second time. And, I mean, although I'm going to pick Denver, heck, I wouldn't be shell-shocked the way things have gone for Miami this year if he somehow gets a ring. But let's move on from that to the team that they are dismantling. And we're going to continue that conversation. I want to know this. I'm going to give you a few minutes, George, to think about this one. All right? I should have gave you a heads up about the Jimmy Butler thing because, I had to take you to the woodshed.
No, Jimmy Butler's a good player. But
you compared him to Julian.
The equivalent of Jimmy Butler in football or baseball is not getting in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know. You might be right. Like I said, Scott Rowland just got it.
Jimmy Butler would be like Matt Ryan.
No, when did Matt Ryan tear it up in the playoffs? I know he got to the Super Bowl that one year, but
and Matt Ryan has an MVP. Matt Ryan has an MVP, a bunch of Pro Bowls. It would be like Matt Ryan getting into the Hall of Fame. That's who it would be like. It wouldn't even be like Phillip Rivers.
I can't believe the way you are underestimating Jimmy Butler.
And I like Jimmy Butler.
I'm not so sure you do. All right, but anyway, marinate on this over the break. Because do you think the Celtics, assuming they lose this series, should break up their tandem of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown? We'll discuss that next. It's the iCouple. Chris and George, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is George. George Reister's in for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable, so get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, George, Boston on the verge of being sent home, surprisingly, by the Miami Heat. So, if you were running the Celtics, would you be ready to break up Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum?
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's too hard to replace, right? But also at the same time, where I don't want to break them up, I also don't want to pay that man make him the highest paid player in the league either. Right. Like there has to be some common ground because him making more than Jokic makes no sense to me.
And yeah, there may be, you know, there is an, I'd say NFL element. It's just, you know, it works this way in every league. A lot of that is just based on timing. As yes. Gary Washburn told us, he wouldn't be the highest paid player in the league for long, but based on the timing, he would be for a moment.
Okay.
But I hear you. I agree with your overall point.
Yeah. I mean, the idea that he would be – where do you put Jimmy Butler in the league – I'm sorry, Jaylen Brown right now in terms of ranked in the NBA? Top what?
20.
Okay, so if you're the 20th best player in the NBA.
I mean, he may be 18, but, you know, he's the top.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're 18th, 20th best player in the league, and remember that the top five players are actually in special in, like, rare air, really, right?
Right.
So how do you, like, square him making that type of money? That feels like, and I know that this is a little bit of an exaggeration, but when Tobias Harris and Chris Middleton were pretty much making the same as LeBron James, it didn't feel right.
Well, I mean, that's just, again, that's the, when you have a cap on max salaries, it is what it is. But interesting development, I'm sure you see it on your, one of your TVs. LeBron James and Aaron Gordon.
We haven't seen him get physical like that.
I was going to say, I haven't seen LeBron. Like, LeBron just walked up on him like neck. He had his forearm in Gordon's neck.
Yes.
You rarely see LeBron, like, be the aggressor like that. And it's interesting because, and I tell me if you feel the same. I think this game was lacking in intensity early. It just felt like almost a freaking exhibition game because obviously 3-0. But this is going to, I would think, spark some excitement and intensity in this game, and it's going to be interesting.
That's one of them,
to see.
I mean, LeBron already bleed my own blood.
Right. Right. I mean, because it looks like Gordon caught LeBron accidentally on the chin, and that's what really got LeBron riled up. But LeBron has, you know, been playing great. He's got 23 points already, and we're not even midway through the second quarter. Lakers up 43-38. So it's going to probably rile up both teams, and we'll see which one gets riled up the most.
Hey, can we point out that there is – it took me like 20 seconds to realize who number 9 was.
I know, Tristan Thompson.
Lakers. Yes.
Yeah, that's stunning that he's out there. And he just got billed by Jokic with a little baby hook. But anyway, so Jaylen, here's my thoughts. If I'm Boston with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, I know this has bothered Jaylen Brown. The fact that his name has been bandied about in trade talks. But, George, if I'm Boston, I'm bandying about his name in trade talks again.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm definitely moving him because, as you said, he's a very good player. We like what he does. And, you know, if I'm the Celtics, we like what he does for us. High character guy, plays both ends of the floor. But I'm going to see what's out there for you.
Yes,
and if
exactly.
I see something I like that I think makes us better, I'm doing it. And for Jaylen, I would say this. Look, and George, you can relate to this and give me your thoughts. You are a former professional NFL football player. To me, you have to mature. I get it as a human being on a human level. It may bother you, but you have to be mature enough to understand this is a business. And yep. To his credit, Jaylen has. Like, he's played great for them. He's been a pro about, you know, hearing his name mentioned in trade talks and things like that. But I came into this with, like, arguing this with Rob and others when it came to Lamar Jackson. And some were saying, you know, oh, they won't pay him So he's going to be upset. He's done with them. He won't play for them again. And I was like, hold up. This is business.
Yes. And Lamar right? said that afterwards.
Thank you.
He was like, yo, this is business, baby. I get it. I'm good. I'm okay with the business. And as long as you don't let it be personal and understand. And Chris, I think that sometimes players, they get offended by this when your identity sometimes is wrapped up in where your status is and all of that.
Right.
Whereas Lamar Jackson being able to say, listen, I get it. That was just business. That's a level of maturity that he's saying, listen, I got my bread. Because right. in sports, players want respect, right? They want respect and they want love. But what love really looks like in sports is money.
Right.
You can tell me that you love me all you want. All the fans can scream my name. They can MVP and everything else. But if I ain't paid right, I'm not happy. Right. And as long as you are paid right, it's actually a badge of honor when you are making money like Jaylen Brown is about to make. And they're saying, yeah, we will trade you. That means somebody else wants you. This isn't like just a contract swap around. This is somebody actually wanting you and thinking that you can be the cornerstone of what they're trying to do. And as soon as you can accept that, the better.
Yeah. Would you do a Jaylen Brown package for Damian Lillard?
Ooh. Wait, if I'm which team?
Either.
If I am Portland, yes. Because I do get younger. And if I'm Dame, I want that too, because now I go to a better team.
Right. Right.
And a team that I know for sure is going to go to the playoffs. and if I can get to the playoffs, then I know I can't, that I got a shot and I'm good in the playoffs. So if I'm Dame, I'm 100% in on it. And if I'm the Celtics, I trade a disgruntled guy for a guy who's not, sign me up.
Yeah, nah, I feel you on that. That's, you know, and you could throw in, do you throw in a Marcus Smart maybe, you know, because you'll be adding a point guard. I don't need three. You still got Malcolm Brogdon, and maybe get a younger guy from, you know, from Portland because Dame is older. But something to think about. But the bottom line is
I'm going to need Shaden Sharp up.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm not, if I'm Portland, I'm definitely keeping Anthony Simons and Shaden Sharp. And I think Boston would understand that because they, you know, that's their whole thing is Jaylen Brown would fit their timeline.
Okay,
better.
Then give me Jeremy Grant and we're good.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I mean, I don't know the money, Grant, that might change, you know, the nature of the trade. But yeah. I feel you on that. All right. We got to get to Joe Mazzulla.
I wanted to go back for just half a second because while we were on the break, I got to looking at comps for Jimmy Butler.
Will you let it go?
Because admit,
Chris,
you
know what, Chris, you're right. You know,
it was you that brought it. It was you that brought it up and was like,
I brought it up and it was done. You brought it up.
And you said, look it up over the break. So I did it. Right?
I said, look up the Jaylen Brown.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And who you got quickly?
So is that Jimmy Butler, when you go on Basketball Reference, and this is actually, I'm going to give you some points on of this.
Cause we got to hurry because we got to get to the break.
Is that his comps are like Horace Grant, Jerry Lucas, Larry Nance, Elvin Hayes, Kevin McHale. So I think what
Hayes
all of that says is that Jimmy Butler is a one of one. And yes, I can put him in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. So can you just say it?
You were right, Chris.
Thank you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Want to ask you this, George. Who is more to blame? Celtics, of course, the heavy favorite in this series with Miami. So heavy that they were actually favored to beat Miami even after losing the first two games in Boston. But Now they're down 0-3 and certainly going home after they all but quit in game three. Who do you put most of the blame on? Who do you blame more? Let's put it that way. The rookie head coach Joe Mazzulla or the players?
Neither one. I blame Ime Udoka. This is Ime's fault. If he doesn't end up in the situation that he was in, no way he gets fired. But as far as where we are now, I mean, Joe Mazzulla got a job that he wouldn't have otherwise got because he wasn't ready for it. And he even admitted that I may have lost the team. Do you realize how significant of a problem that is? Right. Not even just to have it happen, but to be aware that it happened. like and to admit it out in public. So right. I got to give Joe Mazzulla a lot of credit for that. But also, and on the player side, yes, Jason Tatum, he deserves credit, if you will, for what's going on. This dude has not showed up in the fourth quarters the way that you want him to.
No field goals yet in the fourth.
However, he has scored 30, 34, and 14, and he got pulled in the fourth quarter early. So he's putting up 26, 10, and basically 4 assists on the series. Now, on the other hand, his running mate, Jaylen Brown, the dude who is getting ready to get $50 million a year, is averaging 16 points on the series. He's scoring 22, 16, and 12. He's scoring 16 and 6. So when people had the audacity to criticize Jason Tatum for the fourth quarters, he deserved it. However, they were giving Jaylen Brown, Mr. Second Team All-NBA, $50 million man, getting ready to be just an absolute pass. Like, he should have been saying what Joel Embiid said, even though Joel Embiid had no right to say that.
He's shooting 10% from the three, Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
To your point.
Yes, 10%. And Jason Tatum should be saying, I can't win all by myself. That's what he should be saying instead of Joel Embiid talking about some him and James can't win all by themselves after terrible games. Come on, man.
Look, you make a good point about Ime Udoka, because you're right. He is to blame. And if he hadn't, you know, gotten him in the trouble he got in Boston, he would still be coaching him, and I bet they'd be a much better team. But yep. As you said, what we're dealing with now, look, they, as you mentioned, I mean, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and many of the other players, they can't be let off the hook. All right, they're giving up like 120. Defensive rating is 124. That would be the worst in the history of the NBA. In fact, the worst in the history of the NBA defensive rating-wise was San Antonio this year at 120. So that's how bad their defense has been against
how
a team that was the
bad?
Lowest. Right, the lowest scoring team in the NBA this season, and they're putting almost 120 a game on you. So that's on the players. But Joe Mazzulla, it's been bad, man.
Oh, yeah, it's been bad.
I thought Boston would win this series based on talent.
Yes.
Assuming, and I said this, that Mazzulla could stay within shouting distance in the coaching battle with Eric Spoelstra. And he hasn't.
No.
He's not even in the same hemisphere right now that Spoelstra's in.
No.
And
they,
so,
yeah.
A few weeks ago, I would have thought, and we talked to Gary Washburn about this, that Mazzulla was going to survive. But I'm not sure now. If they get swept, which, I mean, the way they – like, the Lakers at least went down swinging, and they're not done yet. They're winning game four by ten right now, just before the half. But they went down swinging by nine. They went down swinging in game three. You know what I'm saying? It was a relatively close game. That wasn't the case with Boston. And if they go out –
They were down by 30.
Yeah.
They were down by 30.
If they go out meekly tomorrow night, then I don't know if Missoula's going to survive.
Oh, for sure. Now, Chris, here is the problem, and you brought out the defensive rating thing, right? 124, which would be the worst in the history of the NBA. So now let's just go through their guys. Marcus Smart, defensive player of the year last year, clearly a good defender. Are Jaylen Brown? Jaylen Brown's a top tier, like upper tier defender too.
Horford's a good defender.
Yeah,
Derek White made an all defensive team this year.
Yes, Robert Williams is a really good defender.
Right. They got
Jason
defenders.
Tatum's not a slouch on defense. So how, with all of these defensive minded people and all of these dudes on all defensive teams, historically player of the year and this year in particular, how are you this bad?
Well, one, you're not really putting forth the effort. Defense is heart, athleticism, toughness, grit, and scheme.
Yep.
So I think their scheme is not good, and they're not putting forth the effort. That's basically what it boils down to. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple. One of the greats called it quits today. We'll get into that in tribute to him. Next, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
James sets, fires, connects. 21 here in the first quarter.
All right, that was a Progressive play of the day. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. LeBron James is going berserk. 31, mm-hmm. a career playoff high.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. At age 38, a career playoff high, 31 points. Lakers up 73-58 at the break. They came to play, and LeBron especially. All right, George Reister's
who
here
told
with
you
check
that was going to happen? Who told you that was going to happen tonight?
I don't know. I looked in the mirror. I think I told myself.
How dare you? I gave you your props. I led
right,
the way.
You said it was going to happen. I'll give
Thank
you the props. You can check out my man, George Reister, on Mad Dog Sports Radio every weeknight, 7 to 10 Pacific. 7 to 10 Pacific.
Yes. Huh? Can you say the words, though?
He's on right after this show.
No. The you were right.
George Reister is on Mad Dog Sports Radio?
No, you were right. Those are the words.
I know I was right. That's what I was telling you earlier.
Oh, wow. Wow. Gotta let that pride go.
You were right.
Gotta let that pride go.
Although you were right, but it's only, we got a half left to go. But so far, you were right. I'll give you that. Quickly, let's tribute Carmelo Anthony or send up a tribute to him. I'm glad. Look, he didn't play this season, so a lot of people are like, oh, he retired. Okay, wow. You've been retired, you know. But I'm glad that Melo released a statement and made it official so we can give him his flowers.
Yep.
Carmelo Anthony was an all-time great player. I know people will jump on him because he didn't win a championship, but the dude was a bad boy, one of the greatest scorers of this generation. And I mean, Paul George said it, that he was one of the toughest guys he's ever had to guard because he obviously could take you in the post. He was strong for his size, 6'7", very strong, had a sensational mid-range jump shot, and developed a three. One thing I respected about him is that late in his career, and we've seen a lot of stars, superstars who aren't able to do this, but he humbled himself so he could come back and play in the league, came off the bench, and became a very good spot-up three-point shooter, which is something he never was. He could shoot the three fairly well, some seasons better than others, but he really became great at that. And he was able to shine in the USA, you know, Team USA Olympic basketball. And one reason I say he was one of the leading scorers, he was actually the all-time leading scorer. He won 3 gold medals. Until Kevin Durant broke his record. But one of the reasons, George, he was able to shine in that star-studded lineup was because he could catch and shoot. And on a team like that with so many weapons, his ability to just get it and put it up and score was huge. Now, in the NBA, he held it a lot, right? The ball kind of stopped when it got to him. But in Team USA, on Team USA, that's something he was terrific at. So he won an NBA or an NCAA championship as a freshman. That was an incredible feat to lead Syracuse to the title as a freshman. Had a terrific Hall of Fame NBA career, but never did get that ring.
Mm. Now,
you sound like you about to throw a little cold water on my tribute to Melo.
No. I think that there have been a lot of people who have unfairly criticized Melo, right? In terms of, oh, he didn't win. I mean, and granted, championships are important. Like, they are important. But we can't discount one of the all-time best scorers that we've ever right. seen. And a guy that helped usher in, like, the new age of players. Because you didn't really have a whole lot of, you know, like, big guys like him. Because he was bigger. 6'7", shoot the ball, handle the ball. And then when you think about his footwork was actually the best thing that he had going, because his style was a little unorthodox because he kept his feet so close together. But just the fact that he was able to, like, lose people in a phone booth to get his shot off.
Right.
Like, he wasn't the best defensive player, and people would talk about he didn't pass. But look, if you needed the ball put in the basket, he did it. And then when you think about his longevity, everybody from that draft class is gone except for LeBron, and now it was Carmelo. So when you're the second D-Wade, longest dude
Chris
in a draft
Bob,
class,
Kirk Heinrich, yep.
Yeah, you deserve props. And that draft class was unbelievable. Absolutely
unbelievable. That was one of the greatest drafts ever.
Yes.
I mean, I just mentioned four terrific players in LeBron, Melo, Wade,
It was hard to miss. I mean, I was talking about this the other day, Chris, is that the Detroit Pistons, even though that they ended up getting a championship the next year, the fact that Darko Milicic, I mean, like, Chris Kaman had a better career than Darko Milicic. It was so hard to miss on a good player
in the top of that draft
that it was wild. I mean,
Rob and I have talked about that, and I don't want to sit here and rewrite Darko's career in a positive way.
He didn't have a good career.
But he went to the wrong place. Like, he was a seven-footer who could shoot. He was a seven-footer who would prefer to play on the perimeter. And that wasn't Larry Brown's style. Larry Brown wanted him down low. They obviously had some great veterans, and he couldn't get off the bench. Larry didn't like him. And, I mean, look, the dude averaged 6 points for his career, so I'm not going to act like he would have been some super player. But I would have liked to have seen him play in this era when his skills, which, you know, at least for Larry Brown, he was ahead of his time, would have been more appreciated, better appreciated.
Yeah, and players a lot of times, because fans always look at a player's success or not success solely based upon them, right? And but a lot of times it's system. And when you think about it, if you're
system,
Darko,
coach, teammates, yep.
Yes. Imagine if Darko had gone to Dallas. Or Darko had gone somewhere where they would let him just play the way that he to his skill set.
What if Melo had
saying,
gone to Detroit? And that's the draft they should have taken. They should have had taken Melo second right behind LeBron.
Ooh, yep.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been something else. Woo! All right, but we do shout out and salute Carmelo Anthony. Fantastic NBA career. Really matured, grew a lot. And he still may go on to do great things off the court. All right, it's the Odd Couple. George, great job. We out!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.